Off the record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
And here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Vale. Dale Bailey.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Before we move off this frivol conversation.
Frivol? Welcome to you, Mick.
Yeah, g'day, Russell. How you going, mate?
Good.
He's no certainty to face Richmond. We really want him to play. We want the Duddy and Busty show.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Choices Flooring's room view makes choosing flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au to find out more.
I think Norris gets two runs in our opener.
The Duddy and Busty show.
I love that.
It's a favourite.
Plenty more to come. We'll wrap up after this.
Choices Flooring's room view makes Choices Flooring easy. Visit choicesflooring.com.au. That's choicesflooring.com.au to find out more. Pixie, the floor is yours.
Okay, we're going to start off with last night's game. JB1 Kenobi was doing the special comments for Channel 7. Well, he's gone for a word. He couldn't quite spit it out, and he ended up switching for a different word. Didn't make a lot of sense.
They've been in the air. It's a big discrepancy between them and Port.
No, not a discretion. Discrepancy was what you were going for. Then the field marshal got a little bit mixed up by the suburb here, Glenroy.
Briefly, let's go to Glenn in Glenroy. You can open the batters for him, Glenn, because I know you want to talk about the Blues. Frank, sorry, Frank. You're in Glenroy. Wouldn't be strange, Glenn from Glenroy. Sorry, Frank, far away.
And he said open the batters as well instead of batting.
I think he was in Frankston too, Frank, not Glenroy.
Okay. This is Jono who called in to have a chat with Jerry and got a little bit nervous.
Say, Jono's in sunshine. Welcome, Jono.
Hey, Jono. That's me.
Yeah, and you did end up in our little segment here. What about this Pies fan? He's a little annoyed at Bucks' selection decisions, but he couldn't even get the name of the players himself right.
That's killing the kid's development. He then plays Rantle, who's a young midfielder, McRae, who's a young midfielder. He selects them and plays them in a forward pocket. Now, they aren't forward pockets. They're midfielders. That's where they were drafted at. When you look at Magsden, for example.
Rantle. He's got them all wrong. But he's a Pies guy. That's
just,
okay.
Just for those that keep texting the why the wagon wheel was out of the team.
Yeah, it was out of the team.
It's in the cricket side in the summer.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's
in our cricket team.
It's one of those dual sporting operators. But the cricket team's where it's chosen in the end.
You'll see its run charts every 40 minutes on the analyzer.
Right, the ABC. Yeah, now this is an inopportune time here to sneeze when you're talking about the COVID issues.
Have confirmed that their key COVID update for today will be. Excuse me, that's not COVID.
You couldn't.
One more go.
You couldn't pick that.
Have confirmed that their key COVID update for today will be. Excuse me, that's not COVID.
Oh,
being
dear.
Asked to isolate by the end of the sentence.
While you're actually in the middle of reading out the report. Bozza, he only got one half of the breakfast team's names right yesterday, and it wasn't this one.
Yeah, I'm on our program for a long time, and I don't know about you, Gary, but I've missed him.
Good morning
to you, Mark Bosnich.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Tom Watson, the golfer.
I'd heard Tim say it was part of an in-joke. I didn't know it was.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether that's right or not. I think he just doesn't know who the Wisp is.
Not buying that crazy.
Hutch, did you hear his laugh?
Oh, it's the best laugh.
It wouldn't be out of place with this.
Can we have this? Is a bit unprompted, but you've got the Dwayne and Pick's fake laugh. I want to give. So let's start with Boz's real laugh. Play that for us again, Zip. And then picks. That's how you laugh, not like this.
That's a fakey. What about the scream here from Mark Webber as Lewis Hamilton drove off the track during the Formula One on Sunday night?
Dijon Grand Prix. We're underway, lights out, and Perez immediately jumps across. Lewis Hamilton's going to get the lead. Lewis Hamilton takes it away, but he locks off, and he's lost it. Perez.
Webber in the background squealing. Whee! Right. Then there was this commentator in the American Soccer League who accidentally came on air when he thought he was on talkback, talking to the on the sneaky mic, talking to the producer, and it's on air, man.
Stu, what are your keys for this game?
Well, for the Philadelphia Union, Jamiro Montero, between the lines, can they find him in those positions where he can really impact? You see them rotating into a 4-4-2. They attack out of a 4-3-3.
Very little
and to have a chance, they have to get the ball to Diego Valeri.
Not ideal. And then he realised that it was actually going to air because people had alerted him. But he continued to speak and gave it to poor old Daryl.
Daryl, they're hearing me on air when I'm on talkback. They're hearing me on air when I'm on talkback. Okay, I got 400 texts.
Okay, it's throwback time.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Yes, pre-recorded. Unfortunately, when we're talking about not thinking you're on air, I fall into this category.
Viridine goes in and they're set to run. First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop, signal, and away they go.
It gets me every time.
Bill Lurie
time. First time we've taken Matt Hill on here.
Oh.
Steve Smith is on full.
Should take it.
Oh, he's never brought it up to
you. Dropped it.
Righto, let's start off with Shani Layton, who gives a little one here.
...that he's doing so much. It was a real honour. Like,
there was a couple there.
There was. And this is a cracker here from a baseball commentator. Have a listen to this bloke.
Clubs this to left field. Fraley leaps in. Fraley made the catch.
There you go. So well done. Well done to the boys for putting that together. Wasn't a bad one, did I?
Magnificent. And, of course, the Choices Flooring Ultimate VIP. That was Choices Flooring's Room View program presented off the record. Giving away the Ultimate VIP experience till you and a mate could experience all the hype of Grand Final week, first week, every major event in Grand Final week itself, bar none, in the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final. Head to iconwin.com.au to enter. Head to iconwin.com.au to enter. Last week.
Yeah, you got it again. You beat me last week,
look
too.
Look at that. 103 was the winner last week. Yeah, I was 95, you're 120. I'm 3-1 up.
Yeah, you are. All right. Well, how many are you going for this
Claudia
week?
Claudia Carlson from Brisbane got it right last week.
Yeah, you just tell me what your number is.
Keep going first. I'm in good form.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, how many? Just give us a number.
115.
Okay. All right. Go through the players.
Lukosius.
24.
Josh Kelly.
26.
Sheed.
24.
Josh Dacos.
20.
That's 94. And Oliver.
33. 127. I'm going a bit higher.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
I'm going a bit higher.
So you can get onto our Facebook page, but even better, go to iconwin.com.au and have an enter for a free.
Throw out the stumps.
Or, of course, go to our app, and there's a weekly prize, the $600 weekly rug, and then the massive prize at the end of the year that everyone plays off in the first week of the finals. We might take an early break as we head to the break dealer's choice.
Well, what about Makita? What do we do our Makita
Power Makita
Power
Player. We can do that right now for you, Pixie.
Time for a Makita Power Play. Power through the season with Makita Power Garden.
That's it. And Makita Power Garden, of course, Pixie. Away we go. Power through the season with the Makita Power Garden range. Who is your Makita Power player, Pixie?
Big Jock Landale last night. Fantastic. Just really stuck it right up. And that's what he did. Stuck it right up him.
I'm with you, Pixie.
Stuck it right up him. That's what you did. You stuck it right up him.
You hear Couchy in the background. Get in there, Teddy.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. It's unanimous. 26 points last night. He dominated. There was three MVP contenders during the week named. They are all great players in their own right and all worthy contenders. Harvey from Wollongong, who played Illawarra, played very well the other night.
Yep. Who else?
Sobey in Brisbane.
Yeah, well, he's good.
And Bryce Cotton in Perth, absolutely.
Well, Bryce is injured.
But how Jock is not, it had to be four if you're going to narrow it down. He doesn't miss that shortlist.
No, I understand that. He wins it every year.
And he put on a show last night. Yeah. Makita, rule the outdoors with a new 5-year limited warranty on Makita cordless power garden
What would you
skids.
Have done if it, last night it was Geelong and Port Adelaide and the United team? Would you have taped one?
Just flicked. You can multitask these days, Pix.
No. You can't. You got to lock into one game and then. Just take your phone out of commission and then watch the other one with no interruptions.
Oh, I was I got home Thursday night, settled in the little champ, Nicholas and Claire and I. We locked in last night. It was magic picks.
Oh, well, it was about, first time, quarter about time you got back. A bit Let's of family be honest, you've been away
and,
forever.
And it was showtime for your Melbourne United.
Yeah, they were good.
One more win.
Sorry, cutting you off. Congratulations.
Thanks, Robert.
It actually doesn't sound unlike, and like to say congratulations. You know, the Ernie Eels, fantastic.
Maybe he was on Zoom at the time, Braxy. No one realised.
Braxy.
As we head to the break, have you got one for us? Steelers choice, yep.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know why you say